USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is now behind bars after a jury found her guilty of manslaughter for shooting Dante Wright. Attorney General Keith Ellison says this is as close to justice as Wright's family will get.
Accountability is not justice. Justice is restoration. Justice would be restoring Dante to life and making the Wright family whole again. Justice is beyond the reach that we have.
Travelers are expressing frustration trying to get tested for COVID before meeting with family for the holidays. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted they are behind on making test kits available.
We've sent 50 million tests out to community health centers. We've opened 20,000 testing sites. We've worked with FEMA. We're opening more testing sites across the country so people will be able to gather with their family members.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The rapid emergence of the Omicron coronavirus variant is once again making the prospect of going to visit loved ones during the holidays a bit risky. According to AAA, nearly 110 million Americans are projected to travel between now and January 2nd. According to Johns Hopkins University, there were almost 240 new cases nationwide on Wednesday, with new infections coming from the highly contagious Omicron strain.
Congress is in the middle of a COVID outbreak. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, the latest lawmaker to test positive. The Delaware senator, close to President Biden, had been double vaccinated and received his booster shot. Other lawmakers who have recently tested positive include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all of them Democrats. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Unabomber was out of jail for a short time. Ted Kaczynski has been transferred from a federal supermax prison in Colorado to a federal prison medical facility located in North Carolina. He's now 79 years old. He's been in prison since 1976. He was convicted of sending a series of mail bombs between 1978 and 1995 that killed three people and wounded nearly two dozen. New studies find that belief in Christianity is dropping.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.